In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
4,000 men in a desolate place without food. For 3 days they have followed Christ, listening to his word and praising God for the miracles he performed. They lost track of the time. So if they head home now, they will collapse on the way, for some of them have come from a great distance. They are too weak, and the distance is too far, the journey too difficult. But the Lord knows, he sees. He's not too busy with what he is doing that he doesn't take note of what is going on in his people's lives. His eyes are ever on them. He watches them. So he knows their need even before they recognize their need. For it is not the crowd who comes to Christ with a problem, nor the disciples, but Jesus himself recognizes it and brings up their need. He saw their weak and feeble bodies, sapped from heat, weary from hunger. He saw their tired eyes and thirsty lips. Their sad condition moves him to compassion. And his compassion moves him to act. This is who he is. He wants to bless. He wants to help. He wants to open his hand and satisfy the desires of the tiniest insects along with the great, ugly, deep-sea creatures. But chiefly, he wants to satisfy the desire of the crowning jewel of his creation. Delicately, he crafted man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Carefully, he sculpted a woman from his side to be his helper. Now 4,000 of his men are in hunger, and many more women and children. They stayed with him for these 3 days, refusing to seek the world's pleasures. With Mary, they chose the better part. They listened to his word, despite the danger to their bodies. They forsook all to follow him, and so he will not forsake them. His heart goes out to them, for he knows what they are going through. He himself was hungry in the wilderness for 40 days. He knows how daunting the journey home can seem, for he himself is headed home by way of the cross, and he will collapse underneath the weight of that cross. Simon of Cyrene will have to help him. So he's moved with compassion for them. He takes 7 loaves. 7 is the number of God's gracious work on earth. The compassionate Lord takes 7 loaves, gives thanks, breaks them, and gives them to his disciples to set before the people. They had a few small fish as well. He blesses them, gives them to the disciples, and they give it to the people. In a desolate home of vultures and lions, he feeds them a banquet. It's better than their own food in their own homes. For there the food is limited, but here before the Lord, the food is without end. Each ate as much as he wanted, and they were satisfied. This miracle is not about the bread, but it's about the compassionate Lord who helps those who are in need. So it's not about the bread that sits on your table at home, but about the compassionate Lord who sees your need and feeds you. It's not about your clothing or shoes, your food or drink, your house or your home. It's not about your spouse or your children, your land, your property, or anything else that you have. It's about the compassionate Lord who sees your need and helps you. The crowd didn't ask for bread. We do not always ask for things either. We plan and prepare for the future. We make decisions by what we think are the best information we have at the time. And oftentimes we forget to seek our Lord in prayer. And yet still he gives. His eyes are ever on his children. He sees your every need even before you see it. Don't think that he's too busy with events in El Paso, Washington, or around the world where he can't pay attention to you. His gaze never departs from you. He watches you, for you are his beloved. He knows what you need. He knows how you feel. He knows your every need even before you recognize it. and it moves him to compassion. And his compassion moves him to act. He delicately formed you in your mother's womb, knit you together just so that you might be the recipient of all his blessings. So when he sees you, his broken creation, suffering and struggling, his own heart breaks. How hard it is for us to look at a destitute stranger. So how hard it is for our Lord and God to see us when we are weak and weary and struggling. Compassion fills his heart when he sees our body racked with disease and joints that can barely carry us to the car and back. Daily he hears our stomachs grumble. Daily he sees our wants and our needs. Daily he knows the loneliness and longing that fills our hearts. And before we even recognize it, he acts in compassion. He fills our fridges and stuffs our pantries. He warms our homes and cools them. He puts clothes in our drawers and cars in our garages. He surrounds us with family and friends. He acts before we even recognize the need. For he knows we could not survive in this world without his help. Thanks be to God that his mercy endures forever. But what about me, you say? Those blessings that I have just listed may not be true for you. Family moves away. Clothes deteriorate. Even houses break down and need extensive work. Friends pass away. These gifts of God do not last forever. Our bodies, once healed by medicine, suffer diseases and illness yet again. So how pitiful would we be, how small God's compassion would be, if he only blessed us for 80 years on this earth. So again, this miracle is not about food, but it's about your compassionate God who helps you in your need. So what is your need? It's the same as the 4,000. You need to get home. Heaven is your home. If God sent you away, you would certainly collapse on the way. Even if he laden your pockets with gold and silver, filled your garages with cars, or gave you the best of the world has to offer, none of these things can bring you safely to your home. So he sees what you need, and he knows the longing that is in your heart. You desire to depart and to be with Christ. You long for his return. For 40 years, 80 years, you've lived away from your home. Vacations are nice, but it's always better to be home. Streets paved with gold, walls built with the finest of jewels, a river of life, a tree of life, the throne of God, seeing God with your own two eyes. He knows what you desire, and his heart goes out to you. He tells you to sit, to kneel. He's not angry with you. He will not punish you. But he desires to pour out his eternal blessings on you. He does not desire your death, but that you live with him in his home. So he takes bread, he gives thanks, he breaks it, and he gives it to his ministers to set before you. He won't force you to eat this feast any more than he forced the crowd to eat. But like the crowd, you recognize only Christ can help you. There is nothing else. So you've stopped your running around this week. You've paused, heeding the word of Christ. And you are waiting to receive the body and blood of your God. God is compassionate toward you, and there is the proof. God will save you, and there is the proof. He won't let you fall into the devil's hands. He won't let the world overcome you. Disease has no control over you. Death does not have the final say. Christ has the final say. He will not leave you. But he puts his body in yours and unites his blood to yours. He knows what you face on a daily basis, for he himself has gone through it all, both the physical and the emotional toll. so he will not forget to take care of you. That is why the supper is present here today. It is on that altar not because it's Sunday and this is what we do, but it's present on that altar because your God is still compassionate toward you. He knows how you feel. He saw you're weak, and he loves you. He wants to get you through this life and on to the next, so he feeds you his body and his blood. That is what this miracle is really about. He will get you through this life even when you can't go on. He will strengthen your body and soul unto life everlasting, even when you don't immediately recognize your need. He will be with you, he will feed you, and he will sustain you. 7 is the number of God's gracious work on earth. 7 loaves, 7 baskets. And so here, at this altar, is where your compassionate God continues to come to you, to feed you his body and blood, so that he might strengthen and sustain you until you reach your journey's end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.